This is Emily on board Argo for the spring 2013 trip, Caribbean to Tahiti. It is day 42, March 3rd, 2013, and we are at 5 degrees, 32 minutes, 18 seconds north, 81 degrees, 51 minutes, and 59 seconds west. Hello, everyone. We are day one into our longest passes of the trip thus far. In a little less. Today we had a pretty typical day starting off at lunch. We had SLD class after lunch where we got the results from the Argo version of the Myers-Briggs. A few days ago, we wrote what we thought the personality code was for each person on the boat. Like introvert, extrovert, receiving, judging, and so on. And today we got to see the results. After SLD, we had MTE class with Chris and went over the basics of charts and navigation. The last class today was PSET class with Sam finishing the law material. We had deck showers after class. Because we can't jump off the boat underway, we rig up a hose near the bow that pumps salt water on deck. We soak up and rinse off with that and then finish off with a fresh water rinse with the deck hose. The female and I decided that these showers were probably more refreshing than cleansing, but refreshing nonetheless. Watching three took over until dinner, and everyone else kept themselves busy, reading, studying, or shaving people's heads. It has begun. We are 5 degrees away from the equator now, and the head shaving has started. We had a delicious dinner prepared by Saloon, and then we were greeted by a small pod of dolphins as the sun was setting during cleanup. The wind has died a little, so we seated in the sails and are currently motoring. This morning, Watching 2 set the speed record of 14.1 knots, so hopefully we can get some more wind and get to the Galapagos even sooner. Sometimes it's easy to get carried away in your job on the boat or the daily routines, like washing dishes or preparing meals, but it's those moments when you look up at the sun setting with no land in sight, or hang over the cap rail to watch dolphins playing in your wake, or even just laughing around the cockpit with the whole crew at dinner that reminds us how amazing this journey is, and to appreciate every second we have here. To all our friends and family back home, and of course, my fellow Tigers in Clemson, we miss you and wish you the best. Keep us in your thoughts and be ready for some amazing stories.